Holding Argentina, Ignacio de los Reyes is there for us. How are they feeling at halftime, Ignacio?
Extremely excited and very passionate.
Many of us say at the brink of our heart attack with Higuain's offside, many people claimed can the trees, even balconies, and also during the last couple of minutes of the first half with this heartbreaking cross of God, as many people thought here. This last movement of the first half, many people here, very, very exciting. This is a party. Central Buenos Aires is gathered with thousands of people, and well, it's very impossible to move around this square. It doesn't matter if Argentina doesn't score in the second half. They're happy to go to penalties, but at least bring the cup back.
No matter what it takes, they'll party if they win. We're back for the second half in the Maracanã in just a moment or two, then on the BBC World Service across Africa. Here's a reminder, though, of the first 45 minutes.
Service is ready, and we're underway.
Live from Brazil, this is the 2014 World Cup from the BBC.
The best
thing
is the direction of the plane, cross inside the fence in. Just give it across the fence of goal.
Bounce ball into the air, might drop to closer. Almost felt a
water. Oh, there's a mistake in the ball. Through. Here's a great safe for Troy and a goal. What an opportunity. He was an offside. He was clean through. He marked an advance from the defender, Boateng, and he smashed the shot wide.
The message is there. Oh, he's offside. He played his score, but the flag has not up over on the far side.
Messi heads the ball to Gerrit.
He goes Messi. Still Messi. Still Messi. And scrambled away by Germany.
In it goes.
And it's been. And then he gets the first half off anyway.
World Cup 2014, Argentina versus Germany.
Well, that's the story of the first 45 minutes. The second half of still to come. Let's talk to the former Cameroon international Patrick Sopo, the former Nigeria defender Efe Soji, who are on sitting on our World Cup sofa. Patrick, what are your thoughts then for the second half? How should both teams approach this?
I think for Germany, they have to keep playing the way they're playing, being patient, and they're finally going to have that opening way. They have that chance, to come their way. As for Argentina, they set up to play, going very, very, very fast up front. You can just see the players they have up front, and Germany should be very careful of the mistake they make at the back.
And Efe, Bastian Schweinsteiger on a yellow card, I mean, that does, cause a few problems for the Germans, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but I think it's my experience now that he knows that he has to be very careful when to make a tackle. So I don't think it's going to be a massive, massive problem for the German side, because he knows that if he does get sent off, that they're going to lose the World Cup, so he's going to be smart.
And Patrick, as a striker, when opportunities haven't gone your way, either through error or through an offside decision, what's your mindset then going out there for the second half again? What will Higuain be feeling like?
I mean, sometimes you think that you might have any other better chances than that. But I think you still have to stay focused and keep looking for more.
And guys, I'm going to ask you a question, both of the same question, since you are African, and of course I'm African myself. The African players walk into the World Cup and they are obviously on holiday now, wherever they are, watching this game. What would you like them to be thinking as they're watching this game?
If it was me, I'm going to speak for myself. I mean, you don't have to be on top of the world to be playing at this level. You have to do things right. And for example, you can see Germany play now. They don't have individuals, but they have a team around them. They have a team and they respect the rules of the game. They play for their country. They play for each other. So. Even though I think we have many talented players, we're not always very disciplined to reach this level.
And Efe, what do you think they should be thinking, the players who are, came to the World Cup but they're back now?
I was going to have to say, it's not about discipline. I think when you respect yourself and respect what you do at your club level, you have to take it to the national side. It's things like that, because there's certain behaviours that have happened in the African side where they don't do it at the club level, so why should they take it to the national side? So I think now that we're on the beach thinking, we should do this better.
Steffi, enjoy the second half on our World Cup sofa. Which way is this going to go then? George is in Zambia watching at home, eating a cake that his wife has got for his birthday today. The German triumph would be the icing on the cake, says George. Tolo is at home in Botswana, always getting into arguments when watching football with other people. Will there be a heated debate going on where Tolo is then about this second half? Let's take you back live to the Maracanã, wherever you're listening to the BBC World Service across Africa. Here's the 45 minutes that could well matter, could well decide this World Cup final. Sergio Aguero is on for the second half, and you'll hear it in the company of Danny Mills, Mike Ingham and Alan Green.
Hi, who is he? That's the question. The revised Argentina 11, goalkeeper Romero, defence Zabaleta, Di Michelis, Garay, Rocco, then Mascherano, Biglia and Perez, and finally Messi, Aguero and De Bruyne as the Italian referee gets the second half underway. Germany had to make a change before the start of the game that they weren't anticipating. Couture injured in the warm-up, but I'll give you their team in just a minute. Here's De Bruyne on the attack for Argentina, but it's a weak cross, easily intercepted by Germany. And then they had to make a change in the first half because Kramer, who came in for Khedira, clearly shell-shocked after a challenge by Garay, who was replaced by Schiller, so they revised Germany lineup. Goalkeeper is Neuer. Defence, Lahm, Boateng, Hummels, and Hovenez. Then we've got Schweinsteiger, Kroos, then Müller, Ozil, and Schiller, and finally, Klose. Argentina on the attack at the start of the second half. Big ball in there, Aguero, he's offside.
Argentina are getting behind that German team. A clear point on whether it be a ball from distance, a long ball, or just scooting over the top. Higuain just goes a fraction too soon. Maybe not even half a yard offside. Puts his thumb up, indicates the appreciation for the ball.
So, no Di Maria, but three of the fantastic four are on the field at the moment for Argentina. And they've got the ball, and it's spread in the direction of Aguero. Aguero hadn't quite got the pace to get there before Boateng, and it's hit clear by Neuer over the halfway line. Garay heads it down. Argentina started on the front foot in the second half. They have the ball. It's great time. Messi's onside. In the penalty. Messi should try. What an opportunity again for Argentina.
Could that be the moment? Lionel Messi going through, one-on-one with the goalkeeper, not the easiest of angles on that left-hand side. Clearly onside, great decision again from that linesman. Just tries to roll it in the far corner, that must miss by. Oh, so, so close, Lionel Messi. How often have we seen him score from there, just nestling in the far corner?
Well done, Neuer, though. He didn't give him much of an angle, did he, Matt? And that's twice. Higuain in the first half after 20 minutes, and Messi in the 47th minute of the game. Clean through goal, Argentina couldn't convert. It remains Germany 0, Argentina 0. Despite the fact that we haven't had a goal, it's an intriguing find, it really is. Now Germany on the attack for the first time in the second half, on the far side of the field. More, back to Arm, and now Boateng, just a few yards ahead of the centre circle. Germany all in white, Argentina all in dark blue. Chip pass, as a director of Ozil was ahead of Ozil's on, and his land on his boot, and it's behind for a goal kick for Argentina. Messi's opportunity.
Just moving his hamstring, Lionel Messi. And just a couple of times there, he's just given it a little bit of a rock.
Zabella Prali is technical area. Now, nonchalantly folds his arms. And Lukaku is out there as well. The two matches of the World Cup finalists, meeting for the third time at the final stage of the biggest tournament in world football. We've got a goal kick for Germany. Neuer plays it out simply to the right of his penalty area to Boateng. Thomas, back to Boateng. Again, the early scare in the second period for Germany when Messi was through. Boateng over the halfway line. Glides the ball high towards the penalty, towards Klose. Well defended by Argentina. Garay heading it away, and Perez flicks it towards Zabaleta. He's trying to get the ball back to the plane going to Argentina.
It looked like the first half. Germans are a little bit rattled.
we've just seen a glorious picture on our screen, on the little screen on the big screen in the stadium, that the sun, full sun, behind Christ's Redeemer, almost at that point is holding the sun in his arm. Glorious picture.
I think Germany, again, the starting place of just a little bit rattled.
It's hard to see the stadium
quite well.
Righty, Argentina. Certainly weren't favourites when this game started. Take by Perez, closer chases after it, and that's great defensive work. Yes, Mascherano clears it to Messi. Messi flicks it, still into Argentina's possession. Galay on the far side of the field. On now, and they've got Aguero through the middle. It's played towards Aguero. Aguero hits it back to Agüero. He tried to hit a goal, completely missed picks, and it slashed to safety for Germany over the halfway line.
Shot from Higuain, little header back, Maguero, half volley, not an easy one, used it completely, but another one was Germans.
Mascherano, forward towards Messi, Boateng gets across there, makes the interception, Neuer couldn't lift the ball, and Boateng manages to semi-clear, headed down now to Aguero, onto Messi, down the right side, good as he was slow to get there, Messi, maybe he does have an injury problem, Messi plays it back now to Pires, to Mascherano. And Mascherano onto Messi, and Messi knows he's offside. He's the ball to run past him, and it's out of fair things for him. For
his own. I'm not sure Messi's fit. Look at the couple of moments he's just had. His head's down. He didn't really chase after that ball with any sort of vigour. I think he might have a slight problem with that hamstring.
Fascinating player. We're getting that shot again at the dipping sun. Caught by a camera who's been waiting here all day, no doubt, to get that shot. It is a brilliant shot. Of the statue of Christ the Redeemer. But there's still blue sky above the Maracanã Stadium here in Rio de Janeiro. It's 5:10 in the evening here, not much daylight left. We've already played 6 minutes in the second half of the World Cup final. It remains Germany nil, Argentina nil. 5-5, and the African Service of the World Service here in this commentary. Now, sure, Germany's first half substitute. Plays it in, and doesn't get the return ball. It's Hoverez instead. Hoverez, well tackled by Zabaleta. The ball squirts out of play for a throw into Germany. Joachim Löw had caught the ball, and he leaves it now for Cruz to take. Cruz finds Hummels. Hummels puts it away to the far side and forces Philippe Lahm to retreat, feeding in play for Germany. Into Boateng. 7 minutes played in the second half.
0-0.
Hoverez was shown to his left, the Chelsea player. A few moments, Argentina happy to let Germany have possession. They're clearly unfrightened by Germany in this game so far. Müller head the ball down. Lahm is after it. Then Lahm wants out of possession, and it's cleared on the far side of the field. Aguero, just over the halfway line, the half-time substitute for Argentina. Fiercely tackled, fairly tackled by Boateng. German fans love that. And I also trying to play it to the right side again. It hit an Argentine player. And here's Mascherano, who rarely gives the ball away. Messi rushes forward again. I just love to see surge from Messi. He gives an indication that he's actually still fit. On the far side, it's left for Aguero. Back now to Rocco. Onto the halfway line in Biglia. Then it back to Garay. Garay has Dimitrios available. And he finds his fellow central defender. And he's gone down on the far side of the field.
It's Aguero. Yes, Aguero. I think he's got a heavy challenge from Boateng on the far side. Maybe just fell awkwardly on his back.
Mascherano tripping the ball in the direction of Messi, but well ahead of his captain. And it rushes through harmlessly to Manuel Neuer. It is a fascinating game, even without a goal.
Well, it is, because Argentina clearly got a throw in. They've brought on Aguero, who's playing more centrally than Lovetti is. And they're trying to just chip those balls over top of the German defence and try and get the runners, Higuain, Messi, and Aguero running in behind.
Cruz forward to Ozil, can't pick out the right pass, but the rebound was to Schürrle. Schürrle across the line, play continues. Müller crosses into the penalty here, and it's got behind for a corner. I don't know why the referee didn't bring it back for a free kick.
I think it's almost gone too far.
Too far?
Yeah. It was a clear free kick on the edge of the box. He rolled the ball into Müller, and it's a cross. I think that's awkward. You know, if they score, okay, fair enough. But the opportunity was there for the cross, and Muller didn't quite get it right.
I think they'd rather have had the free kick from the corner. Nevertheless, Tony Cruz could take the corner from the left side for Germany. They hit it right footed. Romero crouching foot in front of his goal line. There it goes, swinging in, but very deep. Headed away well, and there was some pushing in the penalty area by Muller. The Italian referee, he's done very well. Free kick Argentina.
Just a little bit of a sub. Muller.
Alexis
Hernandez also provided all 6 to 1, half dozen the other. They were both at it. Do you respect that? You've got to get your arm across people, you get hold of people, anything to stop them getting a free header.
10 minutes play in the second half. Germany 0, Argentina 0, and 5-5, and the African service on the road served. Argentina played the ball in the general direction of Aguero, but it took a deflection, killed the pace off the pass, and it's back inside the Argentina half, but back inside German possession. Also on the far side of the field. Looks far happier in a central position for Germany. Has been forced on Joachim Löw because of the injuries to Khedira and then Kramer. Walking pace at the moment. Hummels to Boateng, and then the snap pass forward. Not controlled. And Perez has it for Argentina. Slips it to Rocco on the left back, and on to Figli on the far side of the field. Figli holds off a couple of challenges. Into Perez. Perez running towards the centre circle. Running through it now. Plays it. Ball to the near side of the field. To Zabaleta on the right back. That's a good ball. Comes towards Higuain. Out comes the goalkeeper, Neuer. Goodness gracious. Well, the referee's decided that's a free kick against Higuain. It could have gone the other way.
I can't believe the referee's given that as a free kick. That's an incredible decision. It was, again, that ball over top that the Argentines have been looking for time and time again. I think, what's Neuer doing? It was very, very close to the line. Higuain's got his eyeball. Goes nowhere. Doesn't do anything. Just carries on running. Neuer comes over the top. There is a collision. Higuain gets it one foot in the face from Moyes.
What did Higuain do wrong?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's a poor decision from the referee. Should have been nothing more than a throw-in. But again, it's that ball over the top that they're looking for. Neuer very, very quickly out. Had to time that again to perfection, because if not, it would give away a clear penalty.
Very, very strange decision from the Italian referee. Chris Wood, what's your view?
Well, again, I've got to tell Argentina's got a great end in the first half. They're controlling the game. The back four, Germany, very square, very slow. A lot of guts down the stage. Put Aguero on, he must think we'll get more space, more time to get him behind. That's what he's looking at. And they're working hard when they haven't got the ball, Argentina. But I don't think that they will tell. They did in the first half. And they've really got to get these chances, or half chances again. They've got to try and put them away, because Germany's got a spell in this game.
And you think that was a foul by Higuain on the goalkeeper?
No, I think he looked at the ball, once he kept his eye on the ball, and listen, he punched the ball. That's how the referee thinks he's running on. So,
yeah,
the referee's got it wrong.
Okay, play has resumed. Higuain's still off, having won't receive the chance. He's moving to the fourth official, and I don't blame him at all. That was a case of, you know, punching the ball clear, but also making damn sure you hit the player. And boy, he hit him. Anyway, he's back on the pitch. Germany have possession. At least he did have possession on the far side of the field. But Lahm may have lost it. Now it's one back by Schweinsteiger. And on it goes to the far side. Germany still have the ball. Muller. Back to Ozil. Ozil to Lahm. Lahm plays it back forward to halfway line. And Schweinsteiger, good ball forward, laid off by Tony Cruz. Back to Hoovedes. Hoovedes inside the Argentina half. Control. And now it's the panel, the central defender, onto the other one for Germany. Boateng. And the captain Lahm on the far side. The artist always from the far touchline. Simple pass, infield to Ozil. Boateng again. They're not doing any work quickly, Germany, at the moment. 14 minutes gone in the second half. Germany nil, Argentina nil. Good break forward, though, by Lahm. Lahm's cross is deep, looking for Schürrle. Ozil, the header down, but it bounces a couple of the goalkeeper. It's an easy save for Romero.
great burst of pace from Philip Lahm down the right hand side. Deep cross. Unfortunately for Closet, he just had to take two or three steps backwards. That meant he couldn't really get any power in the header, and in the end, an easy take for Romero.
Romero with a long clearance upfield. Good thing he's got an obvious hand advantage on Aguero and headed away to his captain Lahm.
Into Ozil. Lahm again.
And inside the German half. And playing it back to Hummels. Hummels under just a little bit of pressure here from McQueen. Hummels though, with the ball. And clear control. And on it goes. Van Cruiser to Schürrle over the halfway line. And he runs into Zabaleta. Over each other play. The referee's decision is then to throw into Germany. Which is taken by Hoover. Good run forward by Closer. Can he keep it in play? No, he can't. It's just time for throwing to Argentina. Guadalajara gone. In the second half, it was a fascinating World Cup final. You're listening to it on 5 Live on the Africa service on BBC World Service. 0-0 Germany and Argentina. For how much longer? Closer to Lahm. Lahm approaching the penalty, the Argentine penalty. On his left foot, slipped the pass in on the box. Probably the throwing more he didn't. That's fine for the goal.
Chris is right, should be now the Argentinians start to get a little bit weary, a little bit tired, concentration starts to go, and as of yet, Germany have not really got in behind a very, very organised Argentinian defence.
Not to put too fine a point on it, Argentina are making a much better show than I anticipated. They've really got their act together for this final, Danny. I think considering that they've got a couple of players out there who are not playing fully fit, and Di Maria is a significant absentee, Argentina playing exceptionally well. Romero kicks the ball away towards the near side of the field. Great control by Zabaleta to bring it down under control. Beating Schürrle in the same movement. Into Pirès. Back to Demichelis. Demichelis hustle. He knows he might lose the ball. He's lost the ball. And it's forward now. And Schürrle crosses forward to the penalty. Trying to bring the ball under control, just it dumped off some part of his body behind for a goal.
I think it's just nicked off Pirès. It's the cross taken, Schürrle, quick on the counter attack, put the ball into the box, just takes a little deflection, and he's almost going behind Ozil, tries to flick his leg up, take it on the outside of his foot. Had that not taken a deflection on the cross, I think he would have controlled that and had a clear shot on target.
There's not much daylight left overhead here in Rio de Janeiro. The Maracanã Stadium is the setting. 73,500 or so watching the final. And it's a good final, but it lacks gold. But here's Aguero forward into the German penalty area. And then, sorry, finally, Hummels. No, the referee's given a corner.
Well, again,
just hustling him through.
Maybe a slight strange decision from the referee. Aguero, clearly not 100% fit. Lionel Messi doesn't look 100% fit. But those are sort of players. Give them half a chance, and there's no reason why they can't get the ball in the back of the net.
So, a corner to Argentina in the 18th minute of the second half. And Garay has come up from the back. Demichelis has come up from the back. There, the corner swung in towards the near post, and it's headed behind, but it must have been an Argentine head. So, Aguero, attention to the referee, it wasn't him, it's a goal.
I thought Aguero headed that onto Miroslav Klose there. Replay shows that as well. Yeah, the referee, no major decisions wrong, but there's one or two little ones he's maybe missed.
Funding German goal kick. Schweinsteiger scurries over the halfway line. Finds Schürrle. Back to Schweinsteiger. Schweinsteiger attempted to smash him across to the far side of the field where Lahm was positioned. But he's still down the German left. It's over it. And back to his goalkeeper who's outside his penalty area. Neuer. He's over it. Back to Neuer. And Neuer hustles into the
he's given to him straight at his body. He didn't have time to run around it and get his right foot in the right position, and then had to really just side foot it straight. Forced him straight out of play.
Zabaleta is going to take the throw in right in front of his coach, Alex Sabella. And here's the takeaway to Pirès. And now back to Mascherano. Mascherano let that ball slip under his feet. And then stretch and foul closer, and that's going to be a yellow card for Javier Mascherano.
They'll take that, do exactly what he was doing. The ball got away from him. Closer was looking to play the ball out on that right-hand side. cynical foul took him down. But in that situation, I think he'll take that.
Free kick at the edge of the centre circle. He's just tapped by the drummer. And that plays to the left side. And who it is? On to Shirley. I think Shirley looks better down the right than he does down the left. But he's still got plenty of time to prove me wrong.
They've got Philip Lahm down that right-hand side, though. You know, he wants to get forward. He wants to get crossed in the box. He's almost playing like a right wing-back at the moment.
Over it is, to Boateng. And Boateng on to the south line. He's looking field from the right flank. But to Boateng goes past. Back to Lahm. And on Schweinsteiger. Schweinsteiger was down the right side. Closes to the middle. Muller's in close attendance down that right flank. Muller plays it back to Schweinsteiger. Look at this, the passes. And Murphy's going to cross, and that's going to be a yellow card for Sergio Aguero. It is.
I'd like to see that again. I don't think at first look there was an awful lot in that. Maybe Aguero just caught him a touch late. Schweinsteiger certainly made the most of it.
He did catch him, but you know, it's a World Cup player who's committed. I've seen worse tackles than that. It's all a yellow card in the game. Another free kick to Germany. 20 minutes played since half time. Germany nil, Argentina nil. Lahm to Boateng. And Boateng to Hunt. And the Argentinian fans around the stadium offering fantastic support. But they're so too the German supporters. Providence, left side. Looked in fit. Changed his mind. Played a short pass to Ozil. Ozil has one going. Even though Argentina protested the decision. And Mascherano intercepts the throw. Ball breaks to Messi. Messi over the halfway line. Messi steps away easily from a challenge. Flicks it forward. Figueroa tries to feed the ball through. Cleared by Germany, but not appropriately as far. Free kick Argentina.
It's close to chasing back. It was all given away. Mesut Ozil tried to take a quick throw in. Gave the ball away. Messi broke. It was Musa closer. Chasing all the way back with a foul on Figueroa. Too far for a shot. This must be, what, 35, 40 yards from goal.
So Messi's going to take the free kick. What can he conjure up? Aguero is going, wait, the free kick is played towards Garay. That was predetermined, but the line was equal to it. Made the catch pretty early. No danger for Germany. Red goes to the far side of the field. And Germany on the counter-attack here. The ball played high into the Argentine penalty. Great defensive header by Di Matteo. Back to Romero as goalkeeper. And Schürrle and Romero exchange views, let's say. Don't know what that was about. Didn't see Schürrle run into the goalkeeper or anything like that.
Yeah, it was a really good header from Dean Penn. It's very, very cool under pressure just to hold it back. I mean, that's where Argentina has to be careful. If they do attack, but they don't themselves get caught on the counter-attack when there's space created.
Well, that's surely a free kick out to Germany for a foul on Ozil. It is. The end, I'm afraid, is near. Mike knows what I feel about him. He's been a wonderful colleague. He will be forever a great friend. I really miss you, Mike. Really, really miss you.
Alan, thank you, but you may have to do this again. We may well have extra time. Thank you for the days, Alan. And who knows, we may have another 30 minutes here. Nil-nil is still a long way from knowing whether it's going to be a song for Europe or song for South America. This way, who do you think has the balance of power? Well, Germany still haven't really created a golden opportunity, have they, in the second half. You know, early on in the game, well, in the second half, Argentina, again, there was a couple of opportunities. At the moment, you just think Aguero might get half a chance. It's just whether I think the Argentinians can keep up this work rate, keep up this concentration. It's a fantastic contrast in styles. There's a long ball that's played to the far side, and this is great running from Rocco. Rocco's got players in the area, if he can pick out Higuain. Oh, great covering work once more from Schweinsteiger. Something like 63% possession for Germany, but of course all that matters for nothing at all. Argentina themselves very dangerous on the break. And here a nice turn of midfield now from Perez, but he runs into Hummels. But Argentina having a good spell going forward at the moment. Zabaleta is getting forward much more in the second half. Ball in, that should be Neuer, who decides to fist it, fist the ball out. Might have caught that.
Germany now look to Schweinsteiger to mop it down that right hand side. Lahm is there. Lovely acceleration for the Germany counter. Taking Big Lear with him. Lahm just forced to check under pressure. And then he's tripped by Big Lear. And the Italian referee gives the free kick to Germany. One or two of the German subs come off the bench to shake their fists down there. But we're getting now towards the nitty gritty. We really are.
Just to reiterate, Mike, the Argentinians are very, very organised.
But it's when they attack, they've got to be careful. That's the only time, really, that Germany looked dangerous. First final that Alan and I did between these two. It was 0-0, two-thirds of the way through the second half. And then Germany scored 5 minutes from the end. Here now comes Perlitz for Germany. Oh, that's a terrible ball into the far post. It might be a throw-in, actually. It will be over on the far side. By the way, a month before that World Cup in Italy, Sabella, the Argentine coach, was playing in the South Yorkshire Cup final and scored to Sheffield United against Sheffield Wednesday. How times change, eh? That got a nod of approval from Chris Waddle. You obviously clearly know that Yorkshire is the best place in the world. You know, more gold medals than everybody else, no? The centre of the earth, is it not? Germany with Chris. Germany are building, and this could be dangerous if Schürrle could try the ball through. They have a clean, and Schürrle goes in. Oh, and then he just overruns it, and the ball drops at the feet of Romero. And that was dangerous for Argentina. Good throw now out, and Argentina. Mascherano's on a yellow card, Aguero's on a yellow card. Schweinsteiger and Hummels from Germany. Mascherano allowed to run on when he did the ball, and now Messi sets off on the halfway line. I don't think he's fully set because Aguero, he's lost that ball very cheaply. Lionel Messi. Cross now for Germany. It's Schweinsteiger plays the ball back to Hummels. 0-0, Germany, Argentina. This wasn't according to the script, of course. All the locals wanted Brazil to be here. Wasn't to be.
You start to feel, Mike, don't you, that one goal might just seal it now.
Yes. If someone can nick a goal, that could well be it. We have a delay, and now we have a throw for Germany, taken by Hübbers. Hübbers looking for a back header, and Schürrle took the strike on him, and he put that wildly behind, into the area behind Romero's goal. It's the goal kick to Argentina. We've got 19 minutes to go. Joachim Löw is down there. I'm wondering whether the Argentine tell. I wonder whether both of them actually are contemplating whether to bring on fresh players here. Whether fresh legs, extra time movement as well. Peter, look at that. I think it'll just remind everyone that lines now open for 6:06 that follows this. Should be at 10:30. That may well depend on extra time and possible penalties. Aguena tries to bring the ball down the other wicket. We do get extra times in these World Cup finals. We could have another one here this evening. The referee's given a free kick against Germany. Free kick to Argentina. Inside the centre circle. Placed by Mascherano to Messi.
Messi's dropping deeper and deeper, isn't he?
Just simply playing within himself at the moment, again, Messi. A little bit of a dribble there, and then he gets rid of the ball to Mascherano. And now Di Michelis on the right-hand side of the defence. Argentina 0, Germany 0 in the World Cup final. Di Michelis onto Zabaleta. Zabaleta's ball down the line, looking for Higuain. Higuain against Hummels. Hummels doesn't want to give the ball back to his goalkeeper. Turns well and finds Hübbers. And Germany try and build, and Zabaleta goes charging in there against Schürrle. And the flag is going the way of Argentina. Schürrle can't believe that. I think he thought he was clattered. And he's to get the linesman down there. What is going on, he says. And it's a throw-in to Argentina to be taken by Zabaleta.
Do you think the Germans start to look a little bit weary as well, Mike?
I just think we're getting to the point now, we've mentioned it many times, where everyone's conscious of one mistake now, particularly. They're all being very, very sure. Long ball down this near side. Again, and there you go. Messi couldn't control it. Normal Messi normally would have brought that down under control. And it was reached for it, but it wasn't going to be his ball. But the one thing you don't do is take Lionel Messi off, even if he's only 50% fit. I think that was the instruction that the coach got when he took over the job. Whatever you do, don't take Messi off at any stage.
It'd be a brave decision, wouldn't it?
Mascherano slices that ball forward to Higuain. It's a bit scrappy at the moment. Now the ball is with Messi down the right-hand side. Aguero's waiting. They haven't hit that long ball forward quickly to try and disrupt the Germans. Instead, Messi's trading pass with Zabaleta. Zabaleta. And Messi still has a possibility here. Messi on the edge of the area. Still Messi. Trying to get a shooting opportunity, maybe. Messi with his left foot bent it wide in the air.
Buffarde was in very, very close attention. Just kept forced him a little bit wider. Didn't really give Lionel Messi any sort of an angle to bend that in the far corner. But you saw me do it earlier in the competition. He just needs one moment to come up with a fantastic goal. I think at the moment, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see a horrendous mistake by somebody. You know, someone's going to fall over, or it's going to have to be just that one moment of individual brilliance.
By the way, these two are scheduled to meet again in 7 weeks' time in a friendly in September in Dusseldorf, Germany against Argentina. There's an authentic mention of that city. And a goal kick now for Germany, and taken by Neuer. Five Live and BBC World Service Africa. 0-0. That's closer now. If he scores, Germany will win. Germany have never lost when Klose scores. Klose's going to be outnumbered over on the far side of the field. Argentina making a bit of a mess of this, and then I think you're right, Danny. Both sides are looking weary. I mean, these sorts of games are mentally sapping as well, aren't they?
Well, this is the problem, you know, 7 games into the tournament now. Emotionally, it's draining. Every single match takes a little bit of something out of you.
74,738 for this World Cup final in Rio. Unofficially, I think when they played the final in 1950, there was something like 200,000 in the old Maracanã, when Uruguay shocked Brazil. Here it's still 0-0. And both sides started to look just a wee bit weary. We thought the Germans would be fresher than the Argentinians, because they had won, of course, in a counter against Brazil. Argentina had to go to extra time and penalties against Holland. The way Schürrle is setting off here very slowly. Ball is with Kroos and Ingo's Pulidus, and he finds Schürrle. Schürrle is fantastic defending by Javier Mascherano, and the whistle's gone for the free kick. Mascherano and Zabaleta just swapping out all danger, and we are going to have a change. Argentina are going to bring on our old friend Palacio. He's going to come on in a moment. Veteran player, played against Germany in the 2006 World Cup. Remember, Germany did knock Argentina out of the last two World Cups in the quarterfinals. So this will be interesting to see who Palacio is going to come on for. Maybe Higuain, though. Long ball forward. They'll have to wait, though. Aguero's going to try and hold this one up on his chest. Higuain, who missed an absolute sitter in the first half. Aguero up against Hobbitus. Again, he couldn't give the back pass because Higuain was there. So Palacio, number 18. He's going to come on here for Gonzalo Higuain. His World Cup finalism. Had that glorious opportunity, didn't he, in the first half, where Toni Kroos got his header back to Hummels completely wrong. Kroos, one-on-one with a goalkeeper, bounced in front of him, sat up perfectly, stuffed that opportunity. I'll bring in Chris Waddle in a moment. I guess if Argentina go on and win this, then Higuain won't have any sleepless nights. But goodness me, if Germany win the World Cup, what will he be thinking? That really was an opportunity. So Palacio has come on, and he takes his position immediately down the centre. As Argentina now trying to play the ball into the feet of Aguero. Aguero's ball to Messi. Messi still on the edge of the area. Take it, and it's a chance maybe for Palacio, and this goalkeeper Neuer. Save. It's a quick throw from Neuer, so can't bring in Chris yet. As Thomas Muller now breaks down the right hand side of the field. 0-0 in the World Cup final, and here's Chris Waddle. Chris.
It's a shame, mate. The both teams, I was expecting Argentina to come well off the pace by now, and they haven't. They've stuck at it. They're looking after the ball better. And Germany, from the start, this game have looked rattled and have not settled down at all.
Thank you, Chris. We've played 33 minutes of the second half. Extra time looming as the ball is slipped through towards Klose. And that bobbles away from Hitler. It bobbled away from Philipp Lahm. But it's going to be a Germany corner. And Chris will be the man to take it. And with just over 10 minutes to go, Hummels and Hobbitus both make their way through. Not Boateng yet. They might make a late run. So Philipp Lahm stays back. Deutschland is the big Shearer away to our left. I was in the stadium when Hummels scored from the corner against France in the quarter-final. In goes the corner kick for Germany, and Muller thought he was going to have a free header there, but Argentina managed to find a player to clear it. Joachim Löw points as Boateng picks up possession and plays it back into the centre circle to Lahm. Hummels has stayed inside the Argentina half following that corner. That's a good ball to Muller on the edge of the area. Muller's ball forward, and there's danger here. Argentina half clear it, still haven't got it away yet. They're looking to Mascherano to play it out. And still Germany try and press. Kroos almost had a chance to thread that one through. Bit of panic at the back there from Argentina. Boateng again now. Dink ball to the far side. Nobody's cut this one out yet. Ball comes into the penalty area. It's been missed by Argentina, and this time it's a goal kick.
Well, there was a certain amount of pandemonium there. And
Germany causing Argentina all sorts of problems following that set piece.
Well, it was a great ball from Thomas Müller, who just turned, composed himself, played the ball. Unfortunately, the wrong play. It fell to Hüvenes, who felt really, you know, comfortable in that situation. First touch wasn't brilliant, and it was a little bit off balance as he tried to poke it backwards.
Had that been closer, or Müller himself, and a little, could have quite easily been a shot on target and 1-0.
Alan Green talking earlier about the dearth of goals that we've had in World Cup finals.
Nine, I think he said, but two of those were penalties. And so we've only actually had seven goals from open play. We haven't had anything here this evening. 0-0 Germany-Argentina in the World Cup final. And we have 10 minutes to go. The ball is down the Argentina left. And it's with Rocco. Rocco back to Biglia on the halfway. Slow build-up from Argentina. And now they have a chance to move forward. Perez has it, gives it back again straight away. I think quite conservative at the moment, Argentina. Germany may be encouraged by that flourish of Juventus to go long ball forward. That's an aimless one really towards Palacio. And it's an easy save from Neuer. And he does that all the time. He immediately sends it down that right-hand side. That's where Germany love to raid with Lahm and Müller. And here they go again now, down the right-hand side. Özil's on the ball, there are players waiting. Özil pauses back to Toni Kroos. Wide, and they all come off the bench down there. That was a glorious opening for Germany. All the substitutes on the pitch down there. That was the moment, and it didn't happen for them.
Second chance for Toni Kroos.
Oh, again, brilliant play from Özil. Pulls it back to the edge of the box. Kroos unmarked, almost trying to be too precise and just roll it into that far corner. I think sometimes where it comes to there, put your foot through it, hit the target, make the keeper make a save. That over-precision, I think, it's just costing there.
Well, he nearly always gets those on target. Kroos, and now as the ball goes into the German half, it doesn't stay there for long, I suspect, because Lahm is once more in acres of space down the right-hand side. Müller's made his traditional run. Cross comes the defender. Müller slides it forward, and in comes the challenge. And the referee, in the end, decides to give the goal kick. Mascherano there once more. Özil's appealing to the officials, but it's Argentina's decision. We've got somebody on the pitch who shouldn't be wrong. Goodness knows how he's managed to breach security. He's being hotly pursued, but fortunately he's tumbled over, so now he will be submerged and taken a look.
Oh, that's a horrendous tackle, by the way, by the steward.
That's got to be a red card.
He's got steam, and I think he might have slipped. He's taken out the guy that was, well, idiot, that has come onto the pitch. Right, well, that's at a very tense time in the World Cup final. Players could do without. They're just standing around now while the security deal with that. And we have 8 minutes, maybe even less, of normal time to go here in Rio. And the game will restart with this goal kick to be taken by Romero, Argentina's goalkeeper. Who knows, he may face another penalty shootout later this evening, the way things are going. Ball played long. Argentina looking for a flick on to Palacio. Strong header by Hummels. Germans just starting to threaten a little bit now. Now you suspect. Has Kroos got the legs here? No, he hasn't, against the defenders. And Di Michelis slides the ball back to his keeper. And that's a nice clearance under pressure from Romero. Argentina clear. Safely does it to Rocco. Rocco now to Mascherano. Just sense in the last 5 or 6 minutes that Germany just starting to have some better moments. We're going to have another Argentina change in about this. Palacio now plays the ball into Messi. Oh, and Aguero slipped as Messi played it forward. And we're going to have another Argentina change made by Sibenda in a few moments. That'll happen the next time there is a stoppage. And we're going to have Gago. He's a midfield player, obviously. Began the World Cup in midfield, lost his place. He's one of those rare players who now doesn't play in Europe. Did play with Real Madrid. So Gago waits to come on for Argentina next time the ball is under play. We have just over 5 minutes to go. And we may be heading for an extra 30. Now, Germany have a chance. The ball is pulled back towards Müller. Schürrle trying to slide one in from the right-hand side. Still, Argentina just failing to clear over on the far side. Can see the throw-in, which has been quickly taken towards Lahn. Germany play the ball back to Botha. Just sense at the moment that maybe the force is with Germany here. But there isn't that much time in normal time. Schweinsteiger's ball forward. Closer's looking interested, but then I thought he's lost his footing as well. Goalkeeper Romero's there. So Argentina about to bring on a midfield player, Danny.
Well, just a straight swap. Romero's is
just getting a little bit weary.
Fresh legs. Looks like it now will be extra time. I think either goalkeeper has had a save to make in the second half of note. A couple of half chances and crosses maybe, but no real direct shots on target. Now it's just starting to get so tense. Every single player will know one mistake and that could be it. You know, you've lost the World Cup final.
Mascherano certainly won't be coming out of the Argentina midfield. Gago waits to come on. Rocha's now down the left hand side. Palacio and Aguero were waiting on the edge of the area. Messi's still in this very deep position, still holding his thigh as well. So Danny's read that one absolutely right. Number 8, Perez, is replaced by number 5, Gago. And it is absolutely light for light. Goethe coming on for Germany, is it?
Yeah, I think it's just come down to the bench and which is big off. Just getting some instructions. We're obviously just waiting to see who's going to come on.
But obviously now, you know, is that a case of going for the win?
Well, you know, starting to look at extra time now.
Well, they can either put him on, say, for Ozil. I mean, they could take closer off if they wanted to and put Müller down the centre. They've got all these options, the Germans. So Goethe is being prepared for Germany, but we're entering this twilight zone in the game now where one mistake and that's it. We have just 3.5 minutes of normal time to go. The ball is on the edge of the German penalty area. Palacio's battling well. Not cleared yet by Germany. And the ball is back with Mascherano. And Argentina will build once more from the back. Argentina 0, Germany 0 in the World Cup final. As Goethe waits to come onto Germany. Born inside the centre circle. Closer maybe is the man to come off. And well, then Müller presumably will have a more central role, or sure. Argentina again, still where they were a few moments ago. Building. And Gago gets his first touch into Messi, just inside the Germany half. Gago again, down the centre to Biglia. Biglia onto Lionel Messi, and this is moment. Lionel Messi going forward, he's tackled by Boateng on the edge of the area. Might drop to Biglia, great challenge coming in for Germany. And they will clear now through Müller in the left back position. And it's a throw in to Argentina. This could be the change now for them. And it is closer coming off.
Messi just overran that, didn't he?
I think Biggie has also gone down. Has waved straight to the bench. He now also wants to come off. Well, Gago's come on for Perez, but now they may have to take out another player in this team. As Goethe will come on for the World Cup, the record goal scorer at finals. That could be the last we ever see of Miroslav Klose at the World Cup. Danny, as he comes off now, he'll be replaced by Goethe.
Well, what are you, 40 next time round? He'll be knocked on a little bit. But of course, what a fantastic player. Gets I think he's got an applause from the everyone
in the stadium, which I think is very, very well respected from both sets of fans. He deserves it to score that many goals. By the way, they can't bring anybody else on, can they? They've brought on Palacio, Gago, and also Sergio Aguero. So they're going to be down to 10 men if. The change they made, Gago to Perez, was just a couple of minutes ago.
I think he's just running for a challenge on the edge of the box, and he's holding his left knee, well, maybe just above heading on his thigh. But instantly he went down, waved to the bench, and sort of,
well, this could be a serious handicap for Argentina if this goes into extra time. He's an engine in midfield, and if only, I bet Sabella's thinking now, did this mean I just waited a couple of minutes, making that change in midfield.
Oh, it's quite a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got only A minute to go. A minute to go of normal time. Maybe 2 or 3 minutes of added time. Argentina 0, Germany 0 in the World Cup final. It was an 85th minute goal when Bremer scored in 1990. That was a penalty. That was a very cynical game. This one has been a much better football match. It's just gone off the pace a bit in the second half. And the ball is with Di Michelis now. We're coming to the end of a real mountain tournament, of course. Is the one final sting in the tail here as Palacio gets chase. Palacio holds. Zabaleta's made a run. Good change of pace here from Palacio. And the challenge comes in from Hobbiters. And he makes it very cleanly. And in fact, he's won himself a throw-in as well by the corner throw. So, is he back on the field again?
Yeah, he is, yes.
This could be a factor. We may well have another 30 minutes for you. Argentina could effectively back me down to 10 men.
Could you believe up until now, Argentina yet to have a shot on target?
Should have had one, shouldn't they? Higuain should have scored, really. Should have certainly had it on target. And now they're just winding down the clock here, you suspect. You suspect both sides might do now because it's so close to the end of the 90 minutes. It's Mascherano now for Argentina. And his instinct is immediately to give it back to Gallagher. It's big one. 3 minutes of added time at the end of the World Cup final. Lionel Messi immediately checked in midfield by Toni Kroos. Now down the left-hand side. Özil's going to get outnumbered here. Messi's tackling him. Messi emerges with the ball. A change of pace takes him past Kroos. Down the centre towards Aguero. Boateng just managed to get a foot on that one. And the ball broke back to Roy. Almost a Sergio Aguero moment there. With 2.5 minutes to go of added time here in Rio. In the World Cup final. Mascherano's little chip. And at the moment, Biglia is running. He's running, but Germany has the ball. Gerts has got it. Schürrle's made a run down the centre. Gerts has wasted it. Tried one from 25 yards, which falls along the ground. And it's an easy save for a man. Scuffed it. Looked like he was in two minds. Didn't know whether to pass it or not in the end. And really struck through the ball. Very
it'll count a shot on target.
Very, very comfortable for the goalkeeper.
Coming up to 10 to 6 in the evening here in Rio.
And we've already played 1 minute of the added three at the end of the World Cup final. It looks like we're going to have an extra 30 minutes of World Cup 2014 for you. And Romero in the Argentina goal kicks. Big long ball which Hummels has to judge right. His header though only goes as far as Biglia. Sideways header from here. Argentina's substitute, now Biglia again, given away, and Thomas Müller's got it. This is the one last chance here for Germany. The ball is threaded forward towards Schürrle. Header on, but brilliantly intercepted by Di Michelis. Gago needs to control this, and he finds Rocco down the left-hand side. Oh, Rocco may almost overrun, in fact he's lost possession. Poor play by the Argentina left-back. Put it on now to Özil. Özil approaching the Argentina penalty area. Now on to Götze. Özil again down the right-hand side. A little spin on the ball. Still, there's an Özil. Who's he going to pick out? Toni Kroos. Kroos to Müller. Müller lost it. And Zabaleta will clear. Ball downfield. Headed back by Hummels. Germany now with Kroos. And that's over reaching Schweinsteiger. Can Argentina counter attack? Long ball through towards Sergio Aguero. He's only got Palacio ahead of him. Lionel Messi's going to try and join in as well. Aguero's going to tackle on the edge of the area. And again, we think he's really only operating for about 16 seconds.
Both teams looking very, very tired. That cross from Müller
looked very, very weary. Schweinsteiger, the ball went over his head. Didn't really chase back. In fact, the referee ran past and chased him back. Both teams look dead on their feet at the moment. And they'll all run to Biglia, I'm sure. Massers to try and get him right for extra time. The ball is played forward towards Palacio. Made no sort of a challenge at all. Only seconds left in added time. It really is a scrappy end to the 90 minutes. Di Michelis now looks to try and find Aguero. Good defending by Germany. Once more, good at Milan. We will have another 30 minutes. Alan Green's going to have to do it all over again. So,
live from Brazil, this is the 2014 World Cup from the BBC.
Well, we don't want this World Cup to end. So we've got 30 more minutes. 0-0, Germany, Argentina, and the World Cup final of 2014. We'll be back live in the Maracanã on the BBC World Service across Africa in just a few moments' time. Four extra time with two sets of very weary-looking players at the moment. They'll take a few minutes to compose themselves ahead of those extra 30 minutes. For are we going to actually see a goal, or are we going to penalties?
Well,
I did tweet during the second half that is this game going to be decided by a moment of brilliance or a dreadful mistake? I think that's what it's set up. It's either going to be something that's going to make everybody go, wow, exactly the opposite. But as you say, both sets of teams, I mean, they've given it their all. But what this game is even a hand of God goal.
It needs some sort of moment, doesn't it?
Exactly.
We haven't had it. Jeremy maybe looked a little nervier as that second half went on. There have been chances, haven't they? But no goals at the moment. We're just seeing shots of the American arm. One fan there says he still believes in Messi. He's looked a tired figure, though, in the last few moments.
After
90 minutes, they still believe. So did Germany, of course, as well. Extra time coming up on the BBC World Service very soon. Let's get the latest news bulletin now, though, with Natalia Rollison.
Israel has resumed airstrikes on Gaza after warning Palestinians in the northern parts of the territory to leave their homes. Following the warning, thousands of Palestinians in northern Gaza have fled the area. The Israeli army said that it targeted sites from where rockets have been fired into Israel. More than 160 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes so far. A spokesman for the Russian president says Vladimir Putin and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel agree that the crisis in Ukraine is getting worse. He said the two countries wanted to re-establish a diplomatic contact group, which could start work as soon as a ceasefire was declared. There have, meanwhile, been reports that Ukrainian tanks have begun storming the rebel-held city of Luhansk. France and Germany say no final agreement has yet been reached with Iran over its controversial nuclear program. Iran and six world powers have been attending talks in Vienna a week before the deadline on achieving a comprehensive deal. Iranians say it's unclear if the gaps between the two sides can be narrowed. At least seven people have been killed and more than 30 wounded in heavy clashes in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, between rival militias. The fighting started early in the morning and took place around the airport, which has been closed for 3 days. The young Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai has held meetings in Nigeria with relatives of the more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram Islamists in April. Malala was shot in the head by the Pakistan Taliban for advocating education for girls. One of the greatest classical conductors of the past half century, the American Lorin Maazel, has died. He was 84 and had been suffering from complications following pneumonia. Lorin Maazel worked at many of the world's great opera houses and led most of the best-known orchestras. BBC News.
Natalia, thank you very much indeed. We're back live in Rio de Janeiro. We're next to Copacabana Beach. It's got just a little chillier. Darkness now over Rio, and we're ready for extra time very soon in the World Cup final. Let's find out what the fans here on the beach have made of the 90 minutes so far. John Bennett.
Yes, I'm with the Germany fans who have taken over the Lemmy region of Rio, right at the opposite end of Copacabana to where you're sitting, Lee. Let's talk to Martin and Herman. Martin, how nervous are you with the game going to extra time?
I'm very nervous, but I think we make it an overtime. I hope so.
You don't want a penalty shootout here, although the Germans are very good at penalties. Herman, who could be the key player, you think, for Germany in extra time?
The key player is Martin Neuer. The best goalkeeper is the important player on this game, on the German team.
I have to agree with you. He's had a fantastic World Cup, Manuel Neuer. Superb atmosphere here, Lee. Not as confident as they were at the start of the game, though. These Germany fans looking really nervous.
They're nervous. We've got a few nerves everywhere, I think, when it comes to this extra period of time. Now 30 minutes before potentially penalties. Alejandro Sabella and Joachim Löw have done their work. We're almost ready for the second half. Let's get a quick thought from Patrick Sufo and Effie Sodji on our World Cup sofa. I wonder, is it going to come down to fatigue in the end, Patrick? Remember, Germany had an extra day, less exhausting semi-final. Could that make the difference?
Yeah, of course it can make a difference, as we have more tired legs and... we've seen that Messi was very, very involved in the 90 minutes, and this is the time for him to shine. And I believe if he has a good chance there, with the tight legs, it might make a difference. But at the same time, both teams are feeling the heat or the pressure of the final at this stage. So it's still very open for both teams.
And at this stage of the game, you know, do players begin to think about penalties? Do you think, oh, they wait until maybe the second half of extra time, or do they start thinking about it now?
No, I think they're just thinking about the normal game. They're not going to be thinking about it. Because right now, at the moment, they might say they've got a time limit, but I think this half time is all about mentality. You know, the mental strongness in their bodies. So that's what's going to happen at the moment now. They're just thinking about this 30 minutes, not 30 minutes.
30 minutes is a lot of time to play there.
Yeah, I know, but hey, I'm enjoying the football. I need it to go. Keep on going.
You guys get comfy on the sofa because we've got 30 more minutes to enjoy of this World Cup final. Will we get a goal or will we be going to penalties for the World Cup 2014? They're just underway. Let's rejoin the BBC commentary team, Danny Mills, Mike Ingham and Alan Green.
It's nearly 10 o'clock back home in the UK with us. Was is here on Five Live and those listeners to the African service on the World Service. Let's hope we get a goal on extra time and a good clean kill. Whoever wins. Germany are only attacking at the moment. Schürrle sends the ball back to Michaelis. Then he throws over. Ringingers! Schürrle shoots! Good save by the bell! Schürrle also shoots! Got by a defender! And Schürrle almost scored for Germany! And now Argentina can counter-attack here! Aguero! Was he foul tackled by Boateng? No! Just aggressively tackled! And now it's chipped towards Messi! It's headed on into the penalty area!